The following is another Class Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Schonifer has it, backdoor cut, but no lane to pass it to as Johnson had a nice angle. Mostick's going to kick it out. They'll give it right side for Johnson. Johnson drives, floats, back of the iron, cut. Wow, what soft touch there for Zach Johnson.
Today, it's live coverage of the Boys State Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Buffaloes will inbound underneath their own basket. Schonifer will get it for Bartling. Back to Schonifer. Schonifer will give it off on the drive. Zach Johnson will score! And Tanner Cavity high-fiving his team over there.
Elm Creek is off to state for only the second time in 39 years. The Buffaloes had been ranked number one until their sub-district loss to their conference rival from Overton. Now they look to use the wild card to advance to their first final in school history. It's Elm Creek State Tournament Basketball coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show will take you live to Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Lincoln East High School as we begin coverage of the 2014 Boys State Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushka. Glad you could join us for the first of three games we'll have for you today here on Classic Hits, all of them involving teams from the Fort Kearney Conference. We'll begin our day with the number three seed and one of the more respected teams in the entire state of Nebraska, Elm Creek, who got in by the skin of their chinny chin chin because they survived a near upset bid against North Platte St. Pat's. Had St. Pat's lost their district final and they won it by 1 point, had they lost that, then they would not be in the tournament. St. Pat's would have taken their wild card, but as it is going to be Elm Creek who will take on Randolph here this morning. North Platte St. Pat's, by the way, has lost in the state tournament. They had a 13-point lead in the first half. And they fall, big upset here as they fell to Fullerton just a few moments ago here at Lincoln East. So who will take on the Cyclones? Well, we'll find out as Randolph and Elm Creek will get together. For Elm Creek, again, this will be their first trip to the state tournament since 2004. So it's been 10 years since they've been here. They are still looking for their first appearance in either the state championship game, and obviously they have not won a state title as a result of that. But again, they certainly feel like that could happen, and they would love to have another shot at Overton, who beat them in the sub-district final over at Kearney Catholic. Overton will be our second game here today, as they'll have that late afternoon game later today, taking on Nebraska City Lords. That game will be at 3:45 here at Lincoln East, and we'll have that for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. But right now, the Buffaloes, the number three seed, 20-3 on the year. They'll take on the six-seeded Cardinals of Randolph, who are 20-4, a very balanced field here in the Class D1 Boys State Basketball Tournament. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, one of the starters for the Cardinals and for the Buffaloes, Randolph and Elm Creek State Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back to the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We're here at Lincoln East. Let's give you the starting lineup here for Randolph and for Elm Creek. And we'll remind you that your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. Let's give you the starters. We'll begin first of all for Randolph. Randolph will actually be the home team on the scoreboard, as they will be in their home white uniforms with the red letters, numbers, and trim. And for the 20-4 Cardinals, their starters are Landon Anderson, a 6'4 junior guard who averages 3.5 points and about 3 rebounds per ball game. Nolan Nordhues is a 6'1 senior guard. He's averaging 12.3 points and about 4.2 rebounds a game. Luke Andrew is a 6'1 senior forward. He's averaging 6.5 points and about 4 rebounds per ball game. Seth Lackus is a 6'3 junior. He's averaging about 6 points per ball game, about 3 points per ball game, but about 6 rebounds a game. And Garrett Waters is a 6'4 senior. He is averaging 10.6 points and 7.6 rebounds here for the Cardinals, who did win their district in the district final over Howells Dodge 62-60 to earn a spot here. And they won in the sub-districts against Bloomfield and Emerson Hubbard, both of those games by 10 and 12 points respectively. So they kind of cruised in the sub-district, but had a tough district final against Howells Dodge, winning it 62-60. For Elm Creek, who got in with the wild card, they come in with a record of 20-3 on the year. Their starters are going to be Gabe Hubbard, a 5'6 junior. He's averaging a little bit over 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Bailey Schoenhofer is 5'11 and a senior. He's averaging about 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Zach Johnson is a 6-foot tall senior, and he's averaging 12.7 points and 3 rebounds. Nick Crowley, 6'3 junior, is averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds. And Jake Bartling is a 6'3 senior. He is averaging 10.5 points and 6 rebounds a game for head coach Tyler Cavaney. And those are your starters here for Randolph and Elm Creek. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the tip between the Buffaloes and the Cardinals. We come back to Lincoln East right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Waters and Crowley jumping here for Elm Creek and Randolph, and the tip is going to be controlled here by Elm Creek, and we are underway. The pass on the left side going to be tipped away, and Randolph forces the turnover. Waters with some great hands to knock the ball loose in the corner. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. In the offensive zone, Randolph has it after that turnover. They get it to Andrew. They'll give it off on the right side. Man-to-man right now is Elm Creek. Anderson will give it off top of the circle. A little penetration here by Nolan Nordhues. He takes an awkward shot off glass. Waters is there for the rebound, and Waters now will head to the free throw line as he was fouled. And that will be the first foul of the game here on Nick Crowley. So Waters, a big, strong force on the inside, and he stays tall. He keeps those hands up high, will harass the basketball. The free throw here is no good. And that shot a moment ago was not even close to making it, but it got the glass, and that's going to set up Waters. So a lot of times, even off of a miss, part of the offense here for Randolph is the offensive rebound. But Waters misses both free throws, and the rebound taken out by Jake Bartling. And the Loper football recruit will give the ball off here to Schoenhofer, and he'll bring it in the offensive zone, working against Nordhues. He gives it right side here for Schoenhofer, and they give it back out for Johnson. Zach Johnson being double-teamed. Randolph puts good pressure on the ball. They'll give it off left side for Hubbard. Hubbard gets it back. Around the perimeter we go. Schoenhofer has it. Gets it on the baseline for Crowley. And now back around the perimeter we go for Schoenhofer. Pass is going to be deflected off of the Cardinals into the backcourt and then out of bounds. So Elm Creek will maintain the possession. They turned it over as they passed it in the left corner on their first possession. And Waters with the nice defensive play to force the turnover. And now Elm Creek, this is their second offensive possession at the state tournament here at Lincoln East. Schoenhofer works it off on the left side. Low penetration, kicks it out for Johnson. Johnson's being harassed out there by Waters. Waters, pretty strong kid, big kid, to play between the circles, and that's where he's at right now. They'll give it off right side here for Schoenhofer, and he'll give it off on the right wing. On the bounce is Crowley. He'll kick it top of the circle. Elm Creek being very patient right now as they look at this zone, and they kick it off left side. Hubbard will hit a three. They kick in the corner, and Gabe Hubbard strokes in the three-pointer, and the Buffaloes are on the board. Nordhues will be picked up defensively by Johnson. Right now, man-to-man is going Elm Creek, and a little spin here by Andrew. Andrew nearly walked with it, but kicks it out to Anderson in time, and now Anderson has it stolen away. Coming up with it is Johnson on the steal. A lob pass, tip off glass. Good! Nick Crowley will get it after Johnson made the steal, and then the nice lob pass for the assist. 5-0, Elm Creek getting things started. They turned it over their first possession, but they have attacked the basket the last two times. Nordhues will give it off left side for Anderson. Anderson kicks to the corner, lob pass inside, knocked loose, and there's going to be a foul called on Elm Creek, and that's going to be a bit of a touch foul. Johnson on the backside knocked the ball loose, and I didn't have a very good angle at it. The official on the backside said he got a little bit of the back, and so that will be a foul on Elm Creek here. The first on Johnson, second as a team. Inbounded, Nordhues is going to fire a three. No good. Rebound off the hands of Waters and out of bounds. Elm Creek basketball. Well, that call against Johnson a little bit ago, as much as anything, what that did is it took away a fast break opportunity from the Buffaloes. I thought Johnson came over the clean. Now, again, I didn't see it on the backside. And if that wasn't a foul, it would have been a layup on the other end because the Buffaloes were starting to stampede toward the hoop. Left wing Johnson has it. Lob pass into the corner. Gives it for Hubbard. Hubbard kicks it top of the circle now for Johnson. Johnson, lob pass. Catch inside Bartling. Bartling has it blocked out of bounds, but there's a foul. Randolph will commit their first foul of the morning. And that will go against number 22, Luke Andrew. Andrew got him on the body. The block was clean by Waters, but Andrew got him on the body, and now Bartling will go to the line, and he's going to be shooting two, and the first one is no good. So wiping the sweat off of his hands onto his pants, there is Luke Bartling. Shorts, I guess we should say. And Bartling's free throw, also no good. Both teams going 0 for 2 from the line, and the rebound to Luke Andrew. Andrew almost had it tied up, but he maintains the possession, and Nordhues will bring in the offensive end here for the Cardinals. Buffaloes lead it 5-0 with 5 minutes to go in quarter number one. Anderson will be stopped by Hubbard at the elbow. Gets it in the lane. Waters with a little bunny hook. It's up and good. Garrett Waters, little sky hook. And he'll score from about 8 feet away. And that's the first point of the morning here for Randolph. And the Cardinals knock the ball out of bounds. That's Anderson. Anderson tried to get it off the leg of Hubbard. The official right there said it didn't touch Hubbard. And now Hubbard will come out of the game. Nick Mostek checking in. Also in the game is going to be Austin Frazier here for the Buffaloes. And they'll hand the ball off here for Johnson. Johnson will look right side. Kind of a 2-3 zone here for the Cardinals. They'll give it left side for Austin Frazier. Frazier off the double team will give it to Crowley. Crowley gives it on the baseline. Skip pass here by Mostek. He'll kick on that left side. Three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound by Crowley. Crowley ball fake, takes it off glass, and will score. The offensive rebound and bucket after the missed three for Nick Crowley, and that'll push that lead back out to 5. Buffalo's lead at 7-2. And again, they're going man-to-man. As the kick left side for Lacus. Lacus gets it in the corner for Anderson, and Anderson will hit the first three-pointer of the game here for Randolph. So he'll stroke it in the corner, and we're at the midway point of quarter number one. Elm Creek with the lead, passes tip. Bartley can't come up with it. It'll be a turnover as Randolph, with nice hands there by Andrew, tips it out to Nordhues. Nordhues gives it left side for Waters. Waters with a three that's an air ball, along and out of bounds with it is Randolph. They came up with the ball. And the Randolph fans, of course, want a foul because there was contact. And he went out of bounds. But they're going to say that there wasn't enough for a foul. And so it will be a team rebound here for Elm Creek. Tanner Cavaney barking out the signals here for his team as they walk by. Obviously, that's the defensive end where the bench is for Elm Creek here in the first half. That'll be the offensive end in the second. Johnson lobs it for Bartley. Bartley, great catch off glass. Bucket, and he's going to head to the line. Well, Bartley playing tight end on that play. Went up high to make the catch in the end zone. Took it off glass, hit on the arm, and they'll have a chance for a three-point play with 3:30 to go in quarter number one. Bartling's first points of the game. And the foul will be on Luke Andrew. And for Andrew, that'll be his second foul. So a little early foul trouble here for the Cardinals. Bartling's free throw, no good. He's now 0-for-3 from the line. And the rebound taken out of there by Logan Nordhues, who just checked into the game as Andrews out with some foul trouble. Nordhues will kick it off right side. They give it for Logan Nordhues. His three is no good. And the rebound by Mostek. Mostek will kick the ball up ahead for Johnson, who gives it off for Crowley. On the right side, wanting in is Frazier. He'll kick into the corner for Mostek, and back around the perimeter we go with that 2-3 zone. They want to double-team the ball up high. Kick left side for Crowley. Crowley was open for three, but he'll kick it out. Johnson now, he'll drive. He'll shoot a long two. No good. Bartley trying to come up with the rebound, was able to tip it off the hands of Anderson and out of bounds. Anderson, they're going to say, was the last to touch it. Jake Bartling deflected it off of Anderson, and now the inbounds will go up and up high for it as Crowley. Crowley's going to kick it out, and Crowley on the pivot took an extra step. That'll be the third turnover on Elm Creek here in the ball game. 2:49 to go, quarter number one, 9-5. Elm Creek with the lead. They have led throughout. They scored the first 5 points of the ball game. And now Nolan Nordhues will be picked up at midcourt by Zach Johnson. Again, the Buffaloes are going man-to-man. Randolph's been going 2-3 zone the entire first half here. Connor Bloomquist checks into the game. He'll work the ball around the perimeter, gives it back to Nordhues. They give it left side for Waters. Waters backing in, 17-foot jumper on the left side, rattled in, and he now has 4 in the game. Waters rattles it in, and it's a 2-point ball game with 2:22 to go here in quarter number one. Crowley has it on the left side, gives it here for Frazier. Frazier's going to skip it out on the right wing for Bartling. Bartling kicks in the corner. Skip pass out here for Johnson. Johnson from the elbow. Gives it now on the baseline for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive. Has a shot blocked. And it's going to be saved by Bloomquist. And Randolph will come up with the basketball. A couple of nice plays there. Hustle plays for Randolph. But they still trail it here at 9-7. But they've got the basketball as Logan Nordhues will give it off on the right side for Bloomquist. Bounce pass out for Waters. Waters will drive the baseline, has it deflected, but right into the hands of Nordhues, and Nordhues will lay it up and in. I thought it was tipped. Maybe that was an intentional pass. In any event, it hit Nolan Nordhues on the run on the baseline, and we're tied at nine. Right side three-pointer, no good by Frazier, and a foul in underneath. Going to be called on the rebound. And the foul is going to be on the big man, Garrett Waters. And for Garrett Waters, that'll be his first foul. Waters knocked down Crowley, but then was kind enough to pick him up. And Waters called for his first personal foul. Three fouls have been called on the Cardinals here in the first quarter. Two against Elm Creek. The Buffaloes will inbound it, toss it between the circles here for Austin Frazier. He gives it right side. Hubbard shoots in rhythm and hits a three. That barely moved the bottom of the net. You cannot hit a three-pointer any more pure than Gabe Hubbard did right there. He's got six in the game, both of them from behind the arc. Both buckets behind the arc. Nordhues will give it off on the right side. On the bounce here is going to be Logan Nordhues. Logan will give it off here for Nolan. Nolan Nordhues gives it back out here for Bloomquist. Bloomquist kicks right side for Logan Nordhues, who will give it off left side for Nolan. Nolan will drive, take it off glass, rolls, no good. Rebound fought for, tip into the hands of Schoenhofer, and here comes Elm Creek. Barling didn't get the rebound, but he tipped it to his teammate. Frazier in the corner, hits a three! Elm Creek has hit three three-pointers in the quarter, and they now lead it by six, their largest lead of the game, with 30 seconds to go. 15-9, we're in quarter number one. On the left wing, Connor Bloomquist. We'll give it to the elbow. A little jump stop there by Logan Nordhues. He's going to kick it out. Penetration back to the elbow for Denton Cool. Cool shot, no good. Offensive rebound for Lacus, and Lacus is fouled on his way to the basket. That'll be two shots coming up here for Randolph. And Lacus will try to hit the first free throw for either team. They're a collective 0-for-5 from the line. Hubbard, by the way, his first foul of the game. And we're now tied at three team fouls each with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Off the glass, no good. I don't think Seth Lack is meant to try to bank that in, but it hit the back of the iron. Got a little bit of the rim as well, a little bit of the heel, and it rolled around and is no good. But he has one more free throw coming up. And Landon Anderson checks back in here for the Cardinals. So if the Buffaloes can get the rebound, they'll have some time to do something with it. There's 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. The free throw, back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Bartling. And Bartling will hand the ball off here for Zach Johnson. Johnson across the timeline with nine to go in the quarter. Ball fake, gives it off here left side for Mostek. Mostek kicks in the corner, three-pointer for Frazier, no good. Bartling with the rebound. Bartling off the heel. Couldn't get the shot to fall. And that is one quarter in the books. And a good one for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. They lead it 15-9. We'll head to the second quarter right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Visit DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. Brands like BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark Trailers. They're located at Stolly Park Road at South Webb Road in Grand Island. Dinsdale features service repair and a full body shop. DinsdaleAuto.com. Randolph has the basketball to start the second quarter. They trail it 15-9. And they'll get the ball back out here for Seth Lacus. Lacus has the pass stolen away. Coming up with a steal on the run. Zach Johnson, left hand left. Bucket and foul. Zach Johnson driving hard to the rack. Had a little trouble coming up with that steal. as he kept tipping it away, but it was able to outrun the defense. Johnson hit on the arm, and that was a tough left-handed layup. Could not be any more contested than that layup was. As he hits it and has a chance with a three-point play, and the free throw is up and good. So Johnson will push the lead out to 9 here for Elm Creek. And again, this has been very steady, what we've seen all year from Elm Creek. And now we got a foul on the way to the basket. Nolan Nordhues off of a screen, fouled by Jake Bartling. And that'll be the first foul on Bartling. And Nolan Nordhues now will go to the line and shoot 2. Been impressed every time I've seen Elm Creek this year in just terms of how cool, calm, and collected they stay throughout the course of a basketball game. And yes, they will show emotion late in the game when the situation warrants that. Nordhues free throw is up and good. That they are just fundamentally sound and nothing becomes too big for them. And they've been in some very tight ball games through the course of the year. Second free throw by Nordhues is good. And so the first two made free throws for either team makes it now 18-11. 7.5 to go here, second quarter. And Bartley has it on the baseline for Elm Creek. He'll work it around the perimeter here for Hubbard. Hubbard on the bounce, gives it down left side for Zach Johnson. Johnson near midcourt will now give it back off for Hubbard. Hubbard's hit a couple of threes. Now he'll bounce it back out here for Johnson. Johnson has Schoenhofer on that left side, but they'll get it to the elbow for Nick Crowley. Crowley gives it to Hubbard. Hubbard ball fake will drive and is fouled. And that'll be a couple of free throws as Hubbard was just inside the three-point arc when he pulled up and spotted up for the jumper. But he was fouled, so he's going to go line and shoot a couple. And that's going to be on Luke Andrew. And that's going to be his third. I think they gave it to 22. Yes, that is his third. Hubbard missed the free throw. And so Elm Creek now 1 of 5 from the free throw line here in the first half. Second free throw bounces back the iron and no good. The poor free throw shooting continues here. Seth Lackus will pull down the rebound. And again, that's not who Elm Creek is. They're usually a pretty good free throw shooting team. Drive on that right side for Nordhues. Nordhues will kick it back around the perimeter. Now Nordhues will get it back off of a screen. A little pick and roll, but the Buffaloes were right there, so they'll give it to Waters. Waters gives now right side for Anderson. Anderson on the baseline finds a seam off glass, and it rolls in. Landed Anderson off of a screen on that on that right side. Was able to come in on the baseline and make it now 18-13. 5-point lead for Elm Creek as they've got the basketball. Schoenhofer being double-teamed near the top of the key. And he'll kick it back out for Zach Johnson near midcourt. Johnson will give right side for Hubbard. Hubbard looks at this 2-3 zone, and that pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Garrett Waters. And Waters was hustling out to get it and just ran out of room. Buffalo's going to make a couple of substitutions. Austin Frazier and Nick Mostick checking back into the game. 6:12 to go here in quarter number 2. It is 13-18, 5-point lead here for Elm Creek. They've got the basketball as they give it now left side for Nick Mostick. Mostick gives it between the circles here for Johnson. Johnson now near the center jump circle will lob it off the rim. He was trying to lob it in for Bartling, but it actually hit the rim, and it'll be rebounded by Garrett Waters. That officially is a missed shot, but it really is a turnover in all honesty. Left side, Lackus has it. We'll kick it on the baseline for Anderson. Anderson now will dribble near midcourt. And his pass left side is going to be stolen away. Nick Crowley with the steal. A 2-on-1. Crowley's going to drive. Layup good. Nick Crowley faked the pass and was able to find a little path to the basket on that left side. And Crowley now with 6 in the game. Another steal here for Elm Creek. And on the baseline is Nordhues. Nordhues is shut off. Great help defense there by Crowley. They'll kick it out here for Andrew. Andrew will drive the baseline. Shot no good. Bartling with the rebound, his 4th of the game, and the Buffaloes are on the run. They kick it up ahead to Frazier. Frazier passed through the lane, tipped off of one of the Randolph players, and it goes out of bounds. Well, they tried that quick little snap pass, and it was about a fingernail away from being caught for an easy basket underneath. And Elm Creek, fortunate, it didn't hit any Buffaloes after it was deflected. So Elm Creek will maintain the possession. That was a risky pass, but certainly worth the risk because if it was caught, it would have been a layup. Mostick Kicks it now right side after some penetration. Gives it to Frazier. Frazier gives it to Crowley. Crowley will fire a three. It's no good. And rebounded by Lackus. Nice look there for Crowley. It just didn't fall. Now Nordhuis, long pass up ahead. And Denton Cool missed it, but an offensive rebound, a bucket for Garrett Waters. And Garrett Waters now with six in the ballgame. He has six of the 15 here for Randolph, and it's 20-15. Buffaloes with a five-point lead. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Left wing, Mostick. Works it around the perimeter. They get it now to Frazier. Frazier, penetration now by Johnson. Johnson floater, good. Johnson, 5 points in the quarter, 5 points in the game, a 7-point lead for Elm Creek. And Nordhuis very slowly in the offensive zone here for Randolph. The Cardinals on the bounce as the Buffaloes have gone man-to-man throughout this game. Nordhuis has it deflected out here for Denton Cool. Driving now is going to be Anderson. Anderson floater, that's a tough shot. Hits the heel. Crowley pulls down the rebound. Buffalo's on the run. Johnson, floater over a couple of Cardinals. Can't get it. Bartling with the rebound. And Bartling now will head to the line as he was fouled. Bartling, another strong offensive rebound. And the foul is going to be on Denton Cool. That'll be his first. So Bartling will go the free throw line, and his free throw is up and in. So Bartling hits his first free throw. He is a 74% free throw shooter on the season, but he struggled in his early free throw shots here today. He's got one more free throw coming up. That one is short, gets his own rebound, lays it off glass. That shot won't fall. And then finally pulling down the rebound is Waters. And that was close of Bartling coming out and violating the lane because he knew it was short before anybody else did. That was close, but no call there. Right side Waters. Waters' little ball fake from the elbow. Will hand the ball back out here for Denton Cool. Cool working against the shorter Austin Frazier, but Frazier's right there. They'll kick it out. Penetration here by Nordhuis. Nordhuis with a ball fake. They got the defender out of position. And there's a foul. That'll be on Nick Crowley. That'll be the second on Crowley. Crowley, the first Buffalo with more than one foul. And that's now going to be five team fouls against the Buffaloes. And Nordhuis, who's 2 for 2 from the line, back to the line where he hits nothing but the bottom of the well. He's got five in the game. He's got five. Waters has six. Anderson has five. And that's all the scoring here for Randolph. 23-16 with 3:17 to go in quarter number two. Buffaloes have led throughout. Nolan Nordhuis will try to cut into that lead a little bit more here from the free throw line, and he rattles that one in. So he's got six in the game. And the Cardinals still going with that 2-3 zone. They get it left side here for Frazier. Frazier back out for Schonifer. Back out for Frazier. Frazier's going to skip it out to Johnson. Johnson at the elbow has his pass deflected over for Schonhofer. And now Schonhofer will reset the offense. On the dribble is Johnson. Around the perimeter we go. Mostick has it now. He'll kick it off for Bailey Schonhofer. Back out, a little ball fake here by Johnson. Johnson's going to kick it out, open for the three if he wants it. Is Mostick. He'll give it right side for Frazier. His three is no good. And rebounded by Denton Cool. So a six-point lead here for Elm Creek. They've led by as many as nine. And on the bounce is going to be Nordhuis. Nordhuis on the left side for Denton Cool. Cool stops at the elbow. We'll give it off here on the right side for Waters. Waters stops at the free throw line. And now we'll hand the ball off for Nolan Nordhuis. Off of a screen. Now they enter it inside to Waters. Waters shot no good. Waters with a rebound. Waters off glass. It's up and in. Waters with the offensive rebound is able to hit the bucket. And on that play, he went over the back, and by over, I didn't mean over. He didn't touch the Buffalo that was in front of him. And now on the baseline, driving is Johnson. Johnson's pass deflected. They kick it left side, ball fake here by Frazier, and on the ball fake, they're going to call him for a walk. And we got a timeout here for Elm Creek. Minute 56 to go, second quarter, 23-19, four-point lead for the Buffaloes. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methley Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Randolph with the basketball here, and driving on the left side, Nolan Nordhue, shot no good. Offensive rebound, bucket and foul. Seth Lackus pulls down the rebound, and now he'll head to the line after the foul is going to be called here on the Buffaloes, and that will go against Austin Frazier, his first. So after leading by as many as nine, the Elm Creek lead is down to two, 23-21, as they've kind of cooled down offensively here. And Seth Lackus will bend the knees here and try to make it a one-point ball game with a minute 34 to go before halftime. The free throw rolls around and is no good, hits the ground, and Schoenhofer is able to pull down the rebound here for Elm Creek. And Johnson will bring it across the timeline. He's snapping on the baseline here for Frazier. Frazier double team, works it around the perimeter to Schoenhofer. They give it off here for Johnson. Johnson pass inside for Bartling on the ground. It's going to be a turnover. That'll be the seventh unofficially here on Elm Creek in the first half. Anderson gives it on the baseline. Little ball flake. Gives it right back to Landon Anderson. And now Nolan Nordhue is going to set up the offense. He is in the center jump circle. And now we'll kick it left side for Lackus. Lackus behind the arc. Stops. Gets it in the lane. Drive here by Logan Nordhue. And an extra step. That'll be a Randolph turnover. Their fifth of the first half. Final minute before halftime. 23-21, 50 seconds to go now as Elm Creek has the lead and the basketball. Johnson will give it left side for Frazier. Back off the screen, they give it off for Schoenhofer. They give it out for Johnson. Johnson looking in around the perimeter. They give it for Hubbard. Hubbard hit a couple of threes in that first quarter, but he's been quiet here in the second. Hubbard has it now, 30 seconds to go. They give it left side for Schoenhofer. Back to Hubbard. Hubbard back around, little ball fake, step through, kick out for Johnson. Johnson stops top of the key. Now they might work it for the final shot. There's 21 seconds to go as they give it to Hubbard on that left side. Hubbard gets it inside for Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer on the baseline, shot no good. Ball's on the ground, and there's going to be a foul that's called on Elm Creek. Coming away with the rebound was Nolan Nordhue off of the miss, and Nordhue dribbling out with it was fouled, and they could have given that one to a couple of different guys. They decided on Austin Frazier, and for Frazier, that will be his second. That's now seven as a team against the Buffaloes. So the front end of a one-and-one coming up here for Nolan Nordhue. That may not be the young man you want to send to the line because he's 4-for-4 in this quarter from the line. He's got six in the game. Now make it seven. He hits the front end with 13 seconds to go. And that'll make it a one-point ball game. And the folks wearing red right in front of me are going to erupt if he hits this free throw here because that means they will be tied for the first time since it was 0-0. Nordhue's free throw ties the game. It's 23-all, 13 to go. The handoff here to Zach Johnson. Johnson working against some pressure here by Nordhue as they're going man-to-man right now, at least up to midcourt. Johnson behind the back dribble, 4 seconds left, gives it off for number four, Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard will step inside the three-point arc, a little runner, no good. And the rebound, well, there wasn't a rebound because the clock expires and we'll head to the locker rooms. Randolph and Elm Creek are tied at 23 here at intermission. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up right after this.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School as we're at halftime. 23-23, Randolph and Elm Creek here in the Class D1 state quarterfinals. The winner of this game will take on Clearwater Orchard, a 46-42 winner earlier today over at North Platte St. Pat's. Let's give you the other finals from earlier today, too. In Class B, York eliminated Pius X by a final of 41-37. They'll take on the winner of Roncalli and Beatrice. Wayne ends the season for the Cozad Haymakers, so the Haymakers with the state football title will have to be content with that. They will not win one in basketball. They are eliminated by the Blue Devils 60-45. Don't forget, coming up at 2 o'clock on our sister station, ESPN 1460, we'll have Kearney Catholic taking on SCOTUS. Again, that will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In Class D1, we mentioned earlier, Clearwater Orchard over North Platte St. Pat's, 46-42. At one point, the Irish led that game by 13. They let it get away. I think they scored only like 9 points the entire second half. And Clearwater Orchard wins it 46-42. They will take on the winner of Elm Creek and Randolph, and we're no closer to deciding who that's going to be because we're tied at 23 here at halftime. Don't forget, coming up at 3:45 on this same floor, we'll have four-seeded Overton taking on Lourdes Central Catholic, Nebraska City Lourdes, at 3:45. Pregame will start around 3:30 or so right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as we'll have that game for you. That'll be your next game here on Classic Hits 98.9. Earlier today in Class D2, it is a final, Bancroft Rosalie with a 64-29 win over Hitchcock County. So they advance in Class D2. Other scores that we have for you at halftime, it's Wahoo with a 26-25 lead over Falls City at halftime in Class C1. Beatrice is leading Omaha Roncalli 24-20. That is also at halftime. And Falls City Sacred Heart with a 31-16 lead over Layton. That game also at intermission. We're at the break, 23-23, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some of our halftime numbers between Elm Creek and Randolph, tied at 23, when we come back right after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing.
Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. 23-23, Randolph and Elm Creek are tied here at intermission. Let's check the numbers for you. For Randolph, leading the way for them is going to be Nolan Nordhuis. He has 8 points and a rebound here in the first half. Landon Anderson with 5 points at the break. Seth Lackus with 2 points and 4 rebounds. And Garrett Waters with 8 points and 5 rebounds. Randolph trailed at the end of the first quarter, 15-9, and we are tied at 23. For Elm Creek, leading the way for them is going to be Nick Crowley. Crowley with 6 points and 2 rebounds. Also with 6 points is going to be Gabe Hubbard. He hit 2 3-pointers in that first quarter. Austin Frazier in that first quarter also stroked in a three, but Elm Creek did not hit any threes in that second quarter, and that's one reason why they've given up the lead here. Zach Johnson with 5 points at intermission, and we mentioned Crowley with the six, and Jake Bartling with 3 points and 6 rebounds here in the first half. Unofficially, Randolph out-rebounded Elm Creek 13-11. Shooting from the field, Randolph was 2 of 15 shooting two-pointers and 1 of 4 from behind the arc. So they are 8 of 19 from the field overall. And for Elm Creek, they were 6 of 14 shooting twos and 3 of 8 behind the arc. So they're 9 of 24. They're a little bit over 33% shooting from the field here in the first half. And Randolph, who trailed by as many as 9, found a way to cut the lead completely. We are tied here at intermission, 23-23. We'll take another quick break. When we come back, more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We come back right after this.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. Don't forget, we'll have plenty more action coming up later today right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as we'll be at Lincoln East all day. We'll have all 3 Fort Kearney Conference teams here at Lincoln East High School. Later on in Class D1, we'll have the Overton game against Lord Central Catholic. That'll be at 3:45. And then we'll have the nightcap here in Class D2 here from Lincoln East as 8-seeded Elwood. We'll be taking on Spalding Academy right here from Lincoln East. That'll be in Class D2, all of them on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget that coming up later today, Grand Island Northwest will be taking on Elkhorn South in Class B. That'll be on the Breeze 94.5. That, again, will be at 7 o'clock. At 2 o'clock on ESPN 1460 and 1550, 8-seeded Kearney Catholic will be taking on Columbus SCOTUS in Class C1 over from the Sports Center. Again, that'll be at 2 o'clock on ESPN. And don't forget Donovan Trumbull and Sutton on the Breeze at 7 as well, as they'll be taking on Lincoln at Lincoln Southeast. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton in a rematch of their district final. And then after that will be Southern Valley and Bergen, also from Lincoln Southeast. That will be on the Breeze 94.5. Excuse me. It'll be on the Breeze 94.5. Here, 23-23, Elm Creek and Randolph, and we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School, as it will be Elm Creek basketball. They have never trailed in the game. They led by as many as nine, but they have never trailed, and they're going to try to keep that streak going here as they have first possession to start the second half. And Hubbard, who inbounded it, well, now working on the baseline and working through a little bit of pressure there is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson will help work it around. And as Johnson gives it now to Hubbard, gives it back to Johnson. Johnson is well behind the three-point arc. Gives it left side for Schoenhofer, who's going to fire a three. It's no good. And Nordhuis will pull down the rebound. After hitting three three-pointers in that first quarter, Elm Creek has gone 0 for since. Anderson on the left side. Pressure in his face there by Schoenhofer. They'll give it now right side for Garrett Waters. Waters off glass, but too strong. Jake Bartling pulls down his seventh rebound of the game. And on the run here is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson will slow it down, look at that cardinal zone, and give it off right side for Hubbard. Hubbard back out for Johnson. Around the perimeter, open in the corner here is Crowley. Crowley's three is no good, and a foul on Hubbard on the rebound. That'll be his second. Elm Creek is getting some good looks. Those three-pointers are been good shots, in rhythm, open. They've been good shots. They just have not fallen since quarter number one, when they hit three three-pointers. They've been paying the price ever since then for being hot in the first quarter. Anderson facing some pressure, gives it up ahead here for Nordhuis. Nordhuis gives it down the sideline for Waters. Waters on the baseline, little floater, good. He's got 10 in the game. Garrett Waters will give Randolph their first lead of the game at 25-23. With the basketball is gonna be Johnson. Johnson. Left side, a little spin move. He's going to kick it out. Again, an open three for Crowley, top of the key. Back of the iron. No good. Anderson with the rebound for Randolph. And Anderson will give the ball to Nordhuis. And for the first time, the Cardinals will operate with a lead. 25-23. They give it to Lacus. Lacus almost has it stolen away, trying to get it still as Johnson. Johnson runs out of room. And trying to screen him away from the ball was Luke Andrew. And he did a good enough job of that, that Randolph avoids turning the ball over for the sixth time. And most of those turnovers have been steals, and a couple of them turned into layups on the other end of the court. And Elm Creek wants to get the offense going that way, because they're not hitting from the outside at the moment. Anderson nearly has it stolen away. Andrew's able to track it back down, gives it to Anderson. Anderson on the bounce, off the screen, will give it on the high top of the key here for Waters, and Waters is going to be fouled. He hacked across the arm, and that'll be on Schoenhofer. That's the first on him. wasn't shooting, and it was above the free throw line, so they'll inbound on the sideline over there. Anderson will toss the ball in for Nord Hughes. Nord Hughes off of the screen, right side for Lacus. Lacus doesn't want to shoot over the top of Bartling as Elm Creek's going man-to-man. And they get the ball back out here for Anderson. I think Elm Creek has gone man-to-man every single possession. Nord Hughes on the dribble. Dribbles between his legs now, top of the key. Right with him is Crowley. Nice entry pass to Waters. Waters makes the catch and the spin. Bartling got out of position, and he's got 12 in the game. Randolph now with a four-point lead. This their largest lead. They had trailed the entire first half before tying it right before halftime. And we've got a whistle. Fighting through a screen there, I think, is Waters. And they're going to call him for his second personal foul. Waters in a little bit of foul trouble, and Elm Creek has not worked the ball inside the three-point arc very much. So you might want to think about doing that to try to get him in some foul trouble, because he's got 12 in the game. You'd like to have him get a little time on the pine. On the bounce here is Johnson. Johnson gives it here left side for Hubbard. Hubbard kicks it back out for Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer from the elbow kicks it back out. Stepping into an open three is Hubbard. It is short. And the rebound knocked on the ground. Tracking it down is Crowley. Crowley kicks out. Step through. Out of control is Johnson. Johnson walked with it. Yeah. Yeah, he kind of lost the ball on the way in. And so he held on to that ball about one step longer than he wanted to because they had trouble coming up with the handle. So he walked with it, and for Elm Creek, that is going to be their eighth turnover. They'll go full court press here, and Anderson will get the ball off here for Nord Hughes. Nord Hughes picked up man-to-man by Johnson. They're not really trapping, as Randolph did a nice job of keeping the ball in the middle of the floor. Driving now is Nord Hughes off glass. Good. Nolan Nord Hughes lays it up and in. Elm Creek with a timeout. They trail it by six. A 6-0 run to start the third quarter with 4:32 to go in the third. It's 29-23 Randolph. We're back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Well, a 29-23 lead here for Randolph, as again, they have now run off at least 10 straight points because Elm Creek has taken two timeouts. The first one they took is when they were ahead 19-23. So Elm Creek has been stuck on 23 for quite some time now. We are nearing the midway point of the third quarter. Law pass backside hits the glass, tracked down in the corner. Nick Mostek, great hustle. Kick out here for Johnson. Johnson for three, hits the three. And that'll make it 29-26. We're nearing the midway point of quarter number three. And we are now right there, midway through. Nord Hughes gives it between the circles to Anderson. Anderson gets it to the elbow for Waters. Waters being harassed nicely by Frazier. So they'll get the ball back out here for Anderson. Anderson back out for Nolan Nordhughes. Entry pass, knocked loose, and stolen away by Zach Johnson. Johnson on the run after making the steal. Will stop at the elbow, kick it out around the perimeter. Frazier for three, and he hits the three. They broke the seal. And now Frazier is able to stroke in the three-pointer. And just like that, we are tied at 29. In the corner, Lacus has it. We'll kick it out down that sideline to Andrew. Now top of the circle, right wing, they give it to Anderson. Right back out, little penetration here by Nord Hughes. Pass is tipped off the Buffaloes and out of bounds. They were trying to kick it over there to Luke Andrew. But with the hands is Crowley, who knocks it out of bounds. And the Cardinals now making some changes as Logan Nordhues will come in. So does Denton Cool and Connor Bloomquist. So some fresh legs out there for the Cardinals. Nordhues will inbound it. They get it to Bloomquist now. Bloomquist gives it on that left side for Logan Nordhues. Logan now will give it to Nolan. Nolan Nordhues, who gives it to Waters. Waters is going to try a step back three and hit a step back three. He's got 15 in the game as he strokes in his first three-pointer of the day. And we're not even at noon. On the right side, Frazier. Frazier kicks it over for Johnson. Johnson being harassed over there by Cool. Will back out near midcourt. Gets the ball back out here for Mostek. Three-point lead for Randolph, 32-29. Dribbling to the elbow. Johnson, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Logan Nordhues. Nordhues will pull down the bound. And in the offensive zone here is going to be Nordhues. Bloomquist works around the perimeter. Cool's got it now. Top of the circle, Nordhues. Gives it off right side for Bloomquist. Bloomquist back out for Nolan Nordhues. Penetration here by Bloomquist down to the baseline. Now kick it back around the perimeter. Denton Cool has it. And Waters steps through. A little flip off glass. Good. Wow. Garrett Waters is taking control of the game. 9 in the quarter. 17 in the game. He's hit a three and then a scoop shot in traffic. Bartling will help work around the perimeter. Open in the corner is Johnson for three. Short. Rebound on the run is going to be Nordhues. Nordhues all the way off glass. Good, and he's fouled. And the folks at Randolph on their feet. As it's now 36-29. Elm Creek hit back-to-back threes and back-to-back possessions. But Waters here with the nice rebound kick out. Now Nordhues misses the free throw. And it's rebounded out of there by Bartling. So here come the Buffaloes, and they desperately need something positive to happen. They're down by 7. They give it left side for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive. Crowley, fingertip roll is good. Nick Crowley, 8 in the game. 36-31, minute 15 to go, third quarter. The Cardinals have led the entire second half. Drive here by Kenton Cool. He is shut out. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Now penetration by Nordhues. And Nordhues will be called for the charge. Bartling stepped in there and took the charge. For Nordhues, that will be his first foul. And in for the Cardinals is going to be Seth Lackus. Maybe that nice defensive play by Bartling will spur the Buffaloes a little bit more. Crowley and Johnson will bring in the offensive zone. Mostek, Bartling, and Frazier are already in the offensive end. As on the bounce here is Johnson. Johnson thought about a long NBA three, but instead will work around the perimeter. They give it off on the right side for Crowley. Crowley's going to skip it out. Off of the screen, Johnson has it. Johnson thought about the three, and for the first time in a while, the Cardinals, no, they slip back into that 2-3 zone. And they'll give it back out for Crowley. Crowley kicks out here for Frazier. Frazier back to Crowley. Crowley kicks to the elbow. Out for Johnson. 30 seconds to go. Johnson takes it down to the baseline near the arc. Will drive. And his bounce pass goes along the baseline. Crowley's got it. Draw some body contact. Jumper up and good. Elm Creek may have gotten away with a push there. In any event, they did not call the player control foul or the push. And Elm Creek hits the bucket. 9 seconds left. They give left side off of a screen. Open is Nordhues, but he'll kick it back out for Nolan Nordhues. Nolan has it, throws it on the inside, and that's going to do it. 36-33, Randolph, led by as many as 9, but Elm Creek is able to cut it down to 3. We've got 8 to go to decide who heads to the semifinals. 3-point lead for Randolph, 36-33. Back with the fourth quarter after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School, 36-33. As we head to the fourth quarter, the Cardinals with a three-point lead, and Randolph will also inbound the basketball. And the starters are out there for the Buffaloes, Hubbard, Schoenhofer, Johnson, Crowley, and Bartling. And Nolan Nordhuis will give on the left side. With a little pressure there is Luke Andrew. Andrew gave it away, now gets it back. He'll toss the top of the circle for Nordhuis, who's going to fire an NBA three. No good. Rebound tipped around on the ground, trying to pick it up as Crowley. Crowley's able to snag it. On the run here is going to be Johnson. Johnson doesn't have numbers, but has a seam. He lays it up, and he's fouled. Again, he did not have numbers, but he also had a little bit of a seam, and now he'll go to the line and shoot two. And that is going to be a foul on Lacus. That is just going to be his second. Again, not a lot of fouls called, not a lot of fouls committed here in the second half. The free throw is up and good. That's only the third team foul against Randolph, and only three have been whistled against Elm Creek. Both teams moving the ball around the perimeter to a great extent. Both moving their feet. There just has not been a lot of fouls, and the officials have let them play a little bit. Free throw by Johnson, up and good. They've set a nice tone for what is and is not a foul. One-point ball game, 36-35. 7.5 minutes to go. The Cardinals with a one-point lead. Elm Creek has not led here in the second half. The Cardinals did not lead in the first. Nordhuis picked up man-to-man by Crowley. Entry pass to Waters. Waters shot a little bit strong. Bartling fighting for the rebound, and Bartling was pushed. So we'll give Bartling credit for a rebound there. And the foul will go against Luke Andrew, and that's going to be his fourth. He's one of the starters, but Andrew has not scored in the game. And Andrew, who averages about 6.5 a game, as we mentioned, has not scored. And now Elm Creek with a chance to take the lead back. They led the entire first half by as many as 9. Both teams have led by 9. Their largest leads. Frazier helps work around the perimeter. He checked in during the stoppage. And now he wants the ball top the key, and he'll get it. And he'll get it at the elbow to Jake Bartling. Bartling back out to Frazier. Frazier for 3. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Anderson. Hit the front of the rim, and the shot would not fall. So up ahead to Waters. And now directing traffic and setting up the half-court offense. In the center jump circle is Nolan Nordhuis. He'll give left side for Landon Anderson. Back to Anderson. Back to Nordhuis now, top of the circle. And they're still about 4 feet away from the top of the key as it Nordhuis uses his dribble, throws it in the lane for Logan Nordhuis. Now the kick out for Waters. Waters back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Crowley. And on the run, but do not have numbers, is Elm Creek. In fact, now Johnson will slow it down. And he's used up his dribble. We'll kick it right side for Hubbard. He's near the sideline on the right wing. They'll give it off for Johnson. Johnson back around here for Frazier. Buffaloes want a good look here. They're down by a point. And in the corner, the three by Hubbard. Up, no good. And rebound ripped out of there by Anderson. So Anderson pulls down the rebound. And we got a timeout here for Randolph. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 36-35. Randolph leads by 1 with 5:55 to go in the fourth. We're back after this.
Farm better and put more dollars on your bottom line with the Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing four levels of accuracy down to 1 inch. Titan Machinery, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. That's Titan Machinery. They are your precision farming better solutions dealer.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East. Let's update you on a few other scores. Falls City right now leads Wahoo 38-33 at the end of three. Beatrice over Roncalli 35-29 at the end of three in Class B. And in D2, Falls City Sacred Heart over Layton 45-31. They, too, are in the fourth quarter. Coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sport Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods of delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and northern Kansas. They give you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Off the inbounds play, kick into the corner, three-pointer for Waters, no good. Rebound for Cool, and Cool will keep the possession, but the outlet pass stolen away by Johnson. Elm Creek on the run, left reverse layup, no good for Johnson. Frazier can't come up with a rebound. Snagging the bound is going to be Nordhuis, and a missed opportunity here. As that was a tough contested layup off of the steal. Anderson gives it away, now works it back around for Cool. I give it off right side for Nordhuis. Nordhuis to Anderson in the corner, three-pointer. Nordhuis hits the three. Logan Nordhuis, first three-pointer of the game, first points of the game, and it's 39-35. Hubbard works around the perimeter. They'll get the ball back out here for Johnson. Johnson stops at the elbow. And his pass on that left side intended for Hubbard is going to be kicked out of bounds over there by Logan Nordhuis. And checking in for the Cards, Bloomer, Connor Bloomquist. 4:57 to go, fourth quarter. Elm Creek has trailed the entire second half. They were stuck on 23 for the longest time. Bartling works around the perimeter, gives the top of the circle here for Frazier. Back out for Hubbard. Right side for Austin Frazier. Frazier off of a screen, gives it to Johnson. Johnson is picked up defensively there by Logan Nordhuis. Now the entry pass down, turnaround jumper here by Crowley, and Crowley will bring it in. Nice shot there by Crowley, who now has 12 in the game. 39-37, 4:23 to go. Hubbard pressuring the ball, and Hubbard's going to be called for a foul. His third of the game. Fourth as a team on Elm Creek. Gabe Hubbard stroked in a couple of threes in that first quarter. Frazier hit a three in that first quarter. Then they went 0 for the second quarter. And then on back-to-back possessions in the third quarter, Frazier and Johnson both hit threes. And that has been it from behind the arc in the game here for Elm Creek. Driving the baseline and getting fouled is Garrett Waters. And Waters will head to the line. He tried the reverse layup driving that baseline, and he was hacked. It's going to be on Johnson, and that's going to be his second. And with 4:08 to go, 39-37. Randolph is up by two, and they're going to shoot a couple of free throws. Not sure what the stoppage was, but they get something straightened out. And they'll hand the ball here to Garrett Waters. And Waters' free throw is up and good. He's got 18 in the game now. He's got 18. Nolan Nordhuis with 14. There's 31 of the 40 points right now for the Cardinals. Second free throw rolls around, no good. And Nick Crowley will pull down the rebound. His fourth of the second half, sixth of the game. And in the offensive zone, Johnson. Johnson kicks it back out here for Frazier. Down by three are the Buffaloes. They get it at the elbow. Ball fake by Crowley. Crowley double team. Kicks out here for Johnson. Johnson kicks left side. Frazier has it. Johnson stops at the elbow. Kicks it. Open for three. In the left side is Frazier. It's no good. And rebound taken out
ABC
by Waters.
ABC News Now, I'm Daria Albinger. It's been almost a week
and
since
again,
a Malaysia Airlines jet
looks.
Went missing on its way
falling.
To
Bay. They are 2 of 9 from behind the arc here in the second half. Nord Hughes gives it left side for Bloomquist. There's Andrew on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound Hubbard. Hubbard will dribble through some pressure. Now give it out to Johnson. Johnson, last one across the half-court circle. Kicks now for Hubbard. Hubbard back out for Frazier. Top of the circle, Johnson. Ball fake. Penetration, Crowley. Crowley finds a cutter. Shot off glass. No good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Johnson. Johnson, ball fake, takes it off glass. That shot won't fall. And there's bodies on the floor as they're fighting for the rebound. It goes in the corner, tipped out, and Waters is able to come up with it. So Randolph comes up with the ball after a major scrum down there. And across the timeline, a timeout being taken by Randolph. 2:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is 40-37. Randolph with the lead and the timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Don't forget that today's game is brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan dealer group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale good inventory in the entire world. At the same time, they provide you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you've come to expect. See Titan Machinery in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. Cardinals bring in the offensive zone. They lead it 40-37, 2:35 to go, and they give it on the right wing here for South Lacus. Lacus works it back around the perimeter to Anderson. Anderson works it into Waters. Waters is going to kick it out. Penetration here by Logan, by Nordhughes, and he's going to be fouled. And the foul is going to be on Hubbard. That is his fourth of the game. So he's got four fouls. 6 points, all of them behind the arc, all of them in the first quarter. Anderson gives between the circles here for Nord Hughes. Hubbard will come out and pressure him a little bit. They give it to Anderson on the right side. 2:12 to go in the ball game. Up by three are the Randolph Cardinals. They'll get it off for Nord Hughes. Nord Hughes gives left side for Andrew. Andrew backs up. They're working the clock as much as anything, trying to find a seam here in this Elm Creek defense, because right now they are going with the zone. One of the few times that they've kind of zoned it, and now they'll actually break the zone and bring Johnson out, going man-to-man. He comes out here on Nord Hughes. Nord Hughes is going to give the ball back out here for Seth Lacus. Lacus gives to Waters, and again, they're trying to open something up. They're not trying to work off the final 100 seconds, but that's how much is left here with a 40-37 lead. Randolph up by three. Penetration here by Nord Hughes, going to be shut off by Crowley. He'll take the ball back out. They give it for Anderson, and we've got a foul by Elm Creek. Committing the foul is Zach Johnson. That's only his third, and it's going to be Landon Anderson who will go to the free throw line. This will be his first trip to the line, and it'll be a one and one. He's got five in the game. All those points came in the first half. So 40-37, minute 27 to go, and Anderson will fire the free throw. It's back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Crowley, his sixth rebound of the second half. Big possession here for Elm Creek. They do not need a three, but they do need points. Left side, they give it off for Frazier. Frazier gives it to Hubbard. Hubbard to Crowley. Crowley double team, kicks out Johnson for three, in and out, no good. Bartling with the rebound, he'll take it off glass and score. And a timeout for Elm Creek. Jake Bartley with the offensive rebound and a huge bucket. Minute four to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back with the final minute four. 40-39, Randolph with the lead. They'll inbound it. We come back after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, let's give you a quick little game reset here. A minute four to go in the ball game, and Randolph has three timeouts left. Elm Creek also with three timeouts left. The scoreboard reads 40 to 39. Randolph with a one-point lead. If Elm Creek commits a foul here, it'll be a one and one because they've committed seven team fouls. And Randolph has some fouls to give. They've only committed four as a team so far here in the second half. Anderson can run the baseline if he needs to. He'll bounce it to Nolan Nordhues, who will work it up ahead here for Logan. Logan Nordhues will get the ball back off for Nolan. And Nolan Nordhues is across the timeline. And he'll get the ball. No, he'll keep the ball. Five-second count was going on, but he dribbles through it. Gets enough space. And Nolan Nordhues right now putting on a dribbling exhibition. Not passing. Dribbling around between the top of the C. And he'll be fouled. It is Nordhues, who is 6-for-7 from the free throw line, who will shoot the front end of a one and one with 41 seconds to go. The foul on Johnson, by the way, is his fourth. So he has four. Gabe Hubbard also with four. And Nordhues has the front end of a one and one. 40-39. Randolph at the line, leading it by one, and the free throw was good. He's got 15 in the game. Now, regardless what happens here, it still will be a one-possession game, but Elm Creek has been shooting about 18% from the three-point line. That one was well short, tipped around, and it goes to Johnson. So Johnson comes up with it, and he'll give the ball off for Nick Crowley. And Crowley will get the ball off for Frazier. 30 seconds to go. 2-3 zone right now for Randolph. They've done this almost exclusively. Frazier has it. He'll give it off on the right side here for Zach Johnson, and a timeout for the Buffaloes. 20 seconds to go. It is 41-39, and the Buffaloes will inbound it. A full timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back with the final 20 seconds. Our score, 41-39. Down by two, Elm Creek will inbound. We come back after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Well, this is how state basketball games are supposed to be. They're supposed to be exciting. They're supposed to be well played. They're supposed to be well officiated. And that is exactly what we have had here at Lincoln East High School. And, of course, if you're from the greater Buffalo County area, it should end up with an Elm Creek win. We haven't quite pulled that one off yet. The Buffaloes are down by two, 41-39, but they have the basketball and a legitimate shot here with 20 seconds to go. Inbounding it is going to be Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard will toss it in, I'm sure, to Johnson near midcourt, and that's exactly what will happen here. And we're in the final throws of a tight one. Two-point ball game. They give it off right side for Hubbard. Hubbard gives it top of the circle here for Johnson. Johnson gives it off left side for Frazier. Here's a three-pointer for Johnson. Back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Randolph, and a foul, and a hard foul. That might even be intentional with 4 seconds to go. Snagging the rebound was Landon Anderson, and Bartley committed the foul. And that was a pretty hard push there on the foul. That is only the second foul on Bartling. That is not the issue here at all. The issue now is at the free throw line where Landon Anderson, who is 0-for-1 from the line, will have the front end of a 1-and-1. 41-39. And again, the Buffaloes had a good look at that three-pointer. And they have just not hit very many shots from behind the arc. They hit in back-to-back possessions in the first half, back-to-back possessions in the second half, and other than that, they've gone over. Well, And they're hit 2 of 10 here in the second half. And we're 3 of 8 in the first half. Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Bartling. He gets an immediate timeout. 3 seconds are left. 3 seconds are left. They'll inbound it on the baseline. They will not be able to run the baseline. And it is 41 to 39. We're going to keep it right here. This is just a 30-second timeout. And Tanner Cavaney needs to draw up something akin to Duke and Kentucky. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, YouTube is your friend. 41-39. And we'll see whether or not they will pressure the inbounds, will the Cardinals, as both teams are kind of drawing it up. I wouldn't be surprised if Randolph, after they see what Elm Creek has done here, if Randolph doesn't call the timeout. Again, this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Elm Creek missed a three-pointer that could have given them the lead. Randolph missed the front end of a 1-1 that could have made a three-point ball game. They had the chance to ice this as well. They'll not have any pressure on it, and Crowley is going to inbound it. He's going to throw it deep, and it's going to be intercepted by Waters. Waters is running it out, and that is going to do it. The pass across midcourt intercepted by Waters, and it is a final, 41 to 39, and Elm Creek, their magical season will come to an end here at Lincoln East. A tough loss in the sub-district finals, and they just could not get hot. They could not even get warm behind the three-point arc, and they fall here to the Randolph Cardinals, a final of 41 to 39. Congratulations to Elm Creek on an outstanding season. 20 wins on the year. They finish at 20-4, and Randolph will now advance in the Class D1 state playoffs as they now will take on Clearwater Orchard tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the Sports Center. Once again, your final, 41 to 39. Randolph holds on and ends the season for Elm Creek. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East. It is a final. Randolph with a 41 to 39 win over Elm Creek. The Buffaloes will end their season at 20-4. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, great looks for Elm Creek. I mean, they ran their offense the way they wanted to. They got the ball, shot the threes, shot them in rhythm. There wasn't a three-pointer taken today by Elm Creek that I thought was a bad shot, but they struggled from behind the arc. They finished with only, I'm going to double-check this here real quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, They hit 4 3-pointers in the game. No, five. They hit 5 3-pointers in the game. So they would have been 5 of 20 in the game. So they actually shot a little bit better than I thought. But those 15 misses really hurt them from behind the arc. As they had a nice little look, Zach Johnson caught it in rhythm. That three-pointer would have given them the lead in the final minute, but instead it rims out, as they seem to do all morning, and Elm Creek falls here by a final of 41-39. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Randolph. Leading the way was Garrett Waters. Waters with 18 points, including some huge rebounds. I had him unofficially with 9 rebounds in the game, so 18 points and 9 rebounds. 15 points and 5 rebounds for Nolan Nordhues, 5 points for Landon Anderson, 2 points for Seth Lackus, and Logan Nordhues hit only 1 shot the entire game. He hit a 3-pointer, and that really was the difference, because it came in the fourth quarter, hit that 3, their only field goal of the fourth quarter for Randolph, and they win it by a final of 41-39. For the Buffaloes, Nick Crowley led the way. He finished with 12 points and 8 rebounds. 10 points for Zach Johnson. 6 points for Austin Frazier. He hit 2 of the 5 three-pointers for Elm Creek in the game. Gabe Hubbard also hit 2 of the 5 three-pointers. He finished with 6 in the game. And Jake Bartling had 5 points in the game, including a huge rebound and bucket in that fourth quarter. And he finished with 10 rebounds and 5 points. So once again, Hubbard with 6, Frazier with 6, Johnson with 10, Crowley with 12, and Jake Bartling with 5 points. Elm Creek scored 6 points in the fourth quarter. Randolph only 5, but that was enough for Randolph as they win it by a final of 41-39. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some more team numbers for you. We'll do that as we continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Well, Randolph shooting the ball very, very effectively. Unofficially from two-point range, I had them being 13 of 25, shooting over 50%, and they did not take that many three-point shots here in the game. I had them being 3 of 8 from behind the arc, so they would have finished 16 of 33, so they shot just a scad short of 50% from the field here in the game. Meanwhile, Elm Creek was 5 of 20 from behind the arc. Two-pointers, they were 10 of 21, which isn't too shabby, but when you put it all together, they end up being 15 of 41 from the field. And Elm Creek falls here by a final of 41-39. Let's get you recapped with what has taken place so far here today. At the same time across the city of Lincoln, some finals for you that just wrapped up. In Class B, Beatrice with a 43-41 win over Omaha Roncalli. So Beatrice picks up the win. They'll be taking on York, who was a 41-37 winner over Lincoln Pius X. in Class B. In Class D1, it was Randolph right here picking up the 41-39 win over Elm Creek. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Tanner Cavaney. And Coach, tough game here tonight. Just didn't seem like offensively you guys could get some shots to fall to get you guys going offensively.
Randolph does a great job of taking away the middle of the court. They're big, they're physical, and you know, we had a tough time getting the ball around the rim. We pretty much knew that coming in the game, and you know, we missed some opportunities to, you know, build the lead in the first quarter, and you know, we missed some shots we normally make, and you know, that happens down here. You got to make the plays to win, and unfortunately, we're a player two away.
Yeah, and again, I liked every three-point opportunity you guys had. It seemed like you guys did a great job of working the offense to get the open look. They just didn't go.
Yep. And we got some kids that can shoot the ball. Unfortunately, they didn't make the shots.
Talk a little bit about what they were able to do. Garrett Waters was able to step up and make some big plays for them. He was an awfully tough force. Bartling did a great job defensively keeping him away from the ball, but it just maybe a little bit too much of him.
Yeah, we got caught on some bad switches, and that's my fault as a coach, and he took advantage of it. So, you know, I credit to him. He's a big, strong kid that can move outside, and he played a little bit better around the rim than I think what he normally does, but that partly is because of my bad matchups as a coach. So I'll take responsibility for that.
Want to do a little X's and O's the last couple of possessions. Again, you got a good look with Zach Johnson. Was that the shot that you guys kind of wanted to take there, or was there something else?
We were looking for a couple different things, and you know, maybe could have gotten the lane a little bit more. But, I mean, it wasn't a terrible shot. And then at the end of the game, we had the set play ready to go. We were just a little late on our cut. So, you know, unfortunately, we didn't make the play.
And, again, it's very tough when you got to throw the ball as far as you do with only 3 seconds to go. Was there a missed screen or whatever on the inbounds?
We had a cutter that was a little late, so he should have cut a little bit sooner. And, again, you know, I probably should have repped it more in practice. So, that, again, it's my fault.
Well, and, again, you never know what's going to come up down the road. Put in perspective, Tanner, this season because, again, you guys – outstanding year, 20 wins. Been a while since you guys been to the state basketball tournament. Obviously wanted to pick up the win today, but you have to look back on the season as a success.
Yeah, it was. I mean, my six seniors gave me everything they had, and we've accomplished some things that a lot of Elm Creek teams haven't done. We were conference champions for the first time in 39 years. We were, you know, regular season champs for the first time in, I think, 39 years. We were the number one ranked team for a while. And you know, unfortunately, we're not the number one ranked team at the end of the year, and that's, you know, kind of our ultimate goal as a program. So hopefully our young kids can learn something from this and get a little hungry and get back down here next year.
And unfortunately, you'll be losing some seniors that are pretty important to your program.
Yeah, we do, but we had a really successful JV season. We got some young kids that I think can help us next year and be solid players. Nick Crowley will be a very good player. Gabe Hubbard will be a very good player. I got a couple of kids off the bench. I have total faith in them. So, you know, we'll when the time comes, we'll get back at it, and we'll try to get back down here and do a little bit more damage.
Well, you get back down here and you win, those seniors can kind of take it on a new role and reach out next year.
They've done a lot for our program. And, you know, it's nice to be down here, have a lot of young kids see this. And again, it's only positives, no negatives.
Tanner, appreciate the time here
appreciate it all season.
Thank you. Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach here for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. They fall by a final of 41. To 39, and a great effort. Again, I kind of said it late in the game that this is how state basketball is supposed to be because both teams really played very, very well. Elm Creek really ran their offense, did the things they wanted to do, just came up a little bit short. They needed to hit about two or three more shots than what they did. But, again, they took good shots. Randolph made them so they weren't great shots because they were able to play good enough defense. And tip your hat to the Cardinals. They're no slouch. They are now 21-4 on the season. And the Buffaloes will end their season now at 20-4. And I think we've given all but the C1 final that we have for you in Class C1. It was Fall City and Wahoo. We can't give you the final because they're heading to overtime. Fall City and Wahoo are tied at 52 as they head to overtime in Class C1. The winner of that game will take on Wayne. Wayne ended the season for Cozad by a final of 60-45 earlier today. Don't forget, coming up, we'll have just from down the road from Elm Creek, we'll have Overton hitting the court right here at Lincoln East High School and right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have that game for you at around 3:30. The tip-off is scheduled for around 3:45, Overton and Nebraska City Lords. And we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits Hits 98.9 FM. Later tonight, also here on Classic Hits 98.9, we'll move to Class D2. We'll stay here at Lincoln East, but it'll be D2. The number 8 seed, Elwood, will be taking on top-seeded Spalding Academy, and we'll have that game for you at around 8:45 on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget that coming up this afternoon in Class C1, we'll have on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney Catholic taking on SCOTUS. That game is scheduled for a 2 o'clock tip. Then on the Breeze at 7 o'clock, we'll have Donovan Trumbull taking on Sutton in a rematch of the district final. That game, again, will be on the Breeze. The tip is around 7 o'clock. Doug will have the call from Lincoln Southeast. And then right after that, also in Class C2, Southern Valley will be taking on Bergen at 8:45. And we'll have that game for you on the Breeze, 94.5. And don't forget that on Class Gets 98.9 FM at 7, we have another game for you as well, as 8th seed at Grand Island Northwest will be taking on Elkhorn South from the Sports Center in Class B. And again, that will be at 7 o'clock right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, our final is Randolph, ending the season here for Elm Creek, 41-39. Certainly want to say thanks to Coach Cavaney for kind enough to join us and talk about it after it was all over with. Obviously, very disappointed, maybe taking on a little bit more of the burden than maybe he should, because I think Elm Creek was very prepared today for Randolph. And again, don't want to discount it on just one simple factor, but Elm Creek worked their offense very well, but couldn't get those shots to fall, as they were 5 of 20 from behind the arc, and they fall here by a final of 41-39. I'm Randy Bushko. Thank you so much for joining us. We're our engineer, Merritt Lawson, back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good afternoon, everybody.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.